Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. This recording is called Crashing Kitchen Cabinets, Shepherds, Simeon, and Luke Chapter 2. We moved house in August. The new home is what they call a fixer-upper. Perfectly habitable, but certainly needing quite a lot of work. The project list is long, but the one selected for the Christmas break was take the tiles off the kitchen wall so that they can be replastered. If you could see the tiles in our kitchen, you would understand why this is a priority. Well, I got the goggles, the gloves, the hammer and the chisel. They did their work and soon we had a wall bereft of tiles. There was, however, one obstacle standing in the way of further progress, and that was the corner kitchen cabinet. So my son, I recruited him. He helped me to lift it off the wall. I removed the fixings, then the tiles, and then we lifted the whole cabinet back into its place, replacing crockery, glasses, baking ingredients, spices, all back on the shelves, and we went our merry way. Job done. That's New Year's Eve. Well, at 25 minutes past midnight on New Year's Day, a dog fair jumped out of his furry skin at the loud crash that emanated from the kitchen. The cabinet and the wall had parted company. We were very lucky that only a couple of glasses broke and the toaster, well, it now sports a rather rakish dent, but it could have been so much worse. A post-mortem revealed a sobering truth. In removing the tiles, it meant that the screws holding the supporting plates in place for the kitchen cabinet, they had far less grip into the walls, so the holes really needed drilling deeper to provide support adequate to the new situation. And I think there's a metaphor there. Change is in the air in the new year. We're often thinking about it in January. Well, change is a good thing. It's essential to growth and it can make us stronger as well as more mature. But the truth is also that change is disturbing. It will only strengthen us if we pay attention to our foundations, to our roofs, to the state of the wall plugs in the wall. The new year is here, but are we strong enough in our foundations for God to do his work in us? That will be disturbing. I think whenever we want God to work in us, whenever we want our relationship with God to grow, we've got to anticipate disturbance. Take the angels, the shepherds, and Simeon and Mary. The angels sang to the shepherds, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." Luke 2 verse 14. But then not long later, Simeon says to Mary, "A sword will pierce your own soul too." That's verse 35. Quite a contrast. Peace to those on whom his favour rests. And doesn't God's favour rest on Mary? But a sword will pierce her soul. When Jesus comes into our lives, he brings us a peace that passes understanding, but also a sword. Are we ready to let God drill deeper in us this year? Well, let's pray for the courage to allow our Father to move in us and make us better, but also stronger. And if we will allow him to do that, if we will trust him, well, nothing will come crashing down. We don't need to fear that. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.